This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center. Happy to be here as always, and we're here to practice paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. That's the definition I'd like to use for mindfulness. And so we'll be doing practices today. I sort of promised combining working with anxiety and opening to joy. So let's see what I'm going to do. We'll figure it out. The one thing I'll just say is when working with anxiety, it's so helpful to find parts of our body that don't feel anxious. You know, oftentimes if we check into our body and there's a lot of anxiety, it's like our heart is racing, our stomach is clenched, our jaw is tight, and that kind of takes over. So it's helpful to find a part of your body that doesn't feel anxious, like your hands feel relaxed or your feet feel grounded. And as you do that, as you connect with that and then occasionally feel into the places that you're feeling anxious, it can be really helpful to kind of move back and forth between the two places. And so as we work on regulating whatever is here in the level of anxiety, hopefully we'll then kind of shift the practice over to opening to more joy, and we'll see what happens. It's an experiment today. So let's settle back into a comfortable position. I think it's true that when we don't have fear or anxiety, then what is here? It seems to me true that sometimes it's just neutral when we're free from fear. But sometimes we're feeling the opposite of fear. We're feeling instead courage or connection or joy. So we'll practice with noticing whatever anxiousness is going on in our bodies and minds. And then what happens if we can open to opposite states of that? So let's just feel ourselves sitting here on the chair and taking a few deep breaths to help get settled. Noticing your body present. And let's really notice right now the parts of our body that feel very kind of solid, safe, connected. Feeling your feet on the ground. As you notice your feet, as you sink your awareness into your feet, what do you notice? There's heaviness and hardness, vibration and tingling, solidity, warmth. So can you feel your feet connected to the floor? And recognizing that, of course, not immediately, but below us, down below, is the ground, the earth that this building was built on. So your feet are on the floor, and the floor, many, many layers down, is connected to the earth. So just feel the solidity of feet upon the earth. And how about your thighs where they meet the chair? Can you feel that solidity, stability, heaviness, warmth? allowing yourself to relax into this present moment by finding stability with our bodies here and now, noticing the weight. You might also notice your hands tingling, warmth, coolness. And then gently notice your body and just see if there's any area of tension. You might allow that to soften. You can breathe more deeply. Maybe your jaw is tight or your shoulders are up. You can be relaxed. Maybe your stomach is clenched. So just gently softening. And then coming back to the solidity of your feet and hands, thighs, or any other part of your body that feels really safe, secure, or at the very least neutral. If there's no part of your body that feels this kind of solidity, groundedness, feels good, safe, and let yourself imagine a time when you felt that way, a time or place you felt safe, grounded, connected. You can bring the details to mind. So when we're feeling anxious, it's often helpful to feel our bodies present in these areas of solidity, these areas of groundedness. And so feet, legs, hands tend to be the most helpful places for people. So just let your attention be here for another minute or two. And if nothing's happening in your body that feels this way, or your body doesn't feel solid, grounded, safe, think of that beautiful place or time. Just breathe. Ah. We can turn our attention to our breathing for a little bit, feeling the rising and falling of our abdomen or chest, or the air moving through our nose. The natural breath in and out through your nose, rising, falling, expanding, contracting, in, out. However you experience this breath in the moment, your abdomen rising, expanding, and then contracting. See if it's possible to become aware of your breathing, but also in some way just keep a little bit of awareness on your feet, your legs. Your hands, wherever is most helpful to you. Feeling your breath, breath after breath. Or just going back to the sensations, tingling, vibrating, heaviness, warmth that you're feeling in your feet or legs or hands. When your attention wanders, and then bring it back to the sensations that we're exploring right now, either the sensation of breathing or the grounding sensations. So we're doing this specifically for a meditation that might help us if we're anxious. And you may or may not be anxious at this moment. If you are, hopefully this will help. And if you're not, just continuing on your practice as you do. So we'll take a couple of minutes just to be with our breathing, be with the solid, grounded part of our body or our imagination, that place. So now we're going to use our mindfulness to directly investigate any feelings of anxiety we may have in our body. So you might notice if you're feeling anxious about anything. And, or if you have another strong emotion, you could use that. Maybe you're irritated by something. Feeling sad, you could even do the same with what we're doing. And if you're not particularly anxious at this moment, but you wanted to kind of explore how to bring mindfulness to it, you could remind yourself of a time you were anxious recently, but please don't pick a really intense thing. Pick something mild or moderate. So coming back to our hands or feet or legs and really feeling the solidity or that place that you imagined. Just letting yourself rest here. And now notice anxiety that may be present, maybe something you just thought of or something that's here now. And where do you feel it in your body? Maybe you feel it in your stomach, feels clenched, your diaphragm tight or contracted, your chest vibrating. Maybe your jaw is tight. Notice and make sure to breathe, and then come back to wherever you feel at ease, the hands, feet, grounded, stable, or the image. Just come right back. Breathing. And let's try again. Where is that anxiety present in your body? Maybe it's more in your thoughts, like you're just thinking things that are. So can you make space for those thoughts? Notice you're having them. Where do you think you might feel it in your body? Taking a breath, noticing the racing heart, the clenched jaw, the tight belly, the racing thoughts. And then come back to where it's easy, to where there's safety, solidity, groundedness. Breathing and sensing your experience, staying where it's easy. Now, at your own time and pace, I invite you to kind of go back and forth between these two areas, the part of your body that feels strong and grounded, and the part of your body that feels anxious or the racing thoughts. Just notice and then come back to where it feels safe, and just kind of go at your own time and pace. There's no rush. If it feels overwhelming, just do it for 2 seconds. Mostly stay with your hands and feet. If you're not feeling any anxiety right now, you might just go back to mindful breathing. Let's try this ourselves without me talking for a few minutes. So as you're noticing that part of you that feels some anxiety or some challenging emotion, you might have noticed what happened as you moved back and forth between these two different parts of our body. Maybe it changed, maybe it shifted, maybe it softened, maybe it released, maybe it intensified. Can you right now in this moment bring some kindness to yourself? Just bring some kindness for whatever it is you've been feeling. Offering kindness, you might use words or phrases. What do you need to hear right now? May I know that I'm safe. May I be at ease. It's okay. I'll get through this. So just offering some words or the feeling of compassion and kindness. You can imagine someone that you know and love, who really loves you, if you have a person like that, sending it to you, or your dog. Just imagine them sending kindness, holding this part of you that feels fearful, afraid, anxious, and breathing. May I be safe and protected. You can repeat my words or use your own. May I be happy and peaceful. May I know I'll get through this. May I be at ease. Notice what you're feeling inside as we offer this practice to ourselves. Come back to that feeling of groundedness in your feet or legs or hands, or that place. Just really feel that even it, this may be the case, that it's possible to feel the grounding but also have the anxiety there, and that's okay. Because mindfulness teaches us this capacity to be with what is. So you can ask yourself this question: if the fear wasn't here, if the anxiety wasn't here, what would be here? Notice what happens inside you. And perhaps an answer is joy. I would live with more joy. We'll just take the last couple of minutes to invite in some joy, if this feels right to you. You might say, may I open to joy. May I one day open to joy. May I consider the possibility of one day opening to joy. Welcome joy. You might change those words if you want to. Maybe may I open to ease. May I open to courage. Whatever you want to bring to yourself right now. So say some words to yourself. And allow this possibility of courage and peace and joy being present in your body and mind right now. May I open to joy, or peace, or ease. take these last few minutes to practice in silence whatever aspect of everything we've done that you feel most drawn to. So notice what is present right now for you. If there's ease, relaxation, peace, joy, just let that spread. If that's not present for you, notice what is here. And you might say, for whatever it is I'm feeling, may I hold this with kindness. Letting whatever is here be here, creating the capacity to be with whatever life brings. And just feel your feet on the floor one last time. Feel that connection, the solidity, the strength. And whenever you're ready, take a breath or two and open your eyes. Well, I'm not sure if we pulled it all together, but I tried. But maybe next week I'll do a more full joy one because you didn't kind of got shortchanged. But anyway, if you're feeling anxious, these tools are really helpful. Feeling your feet on the floor, noticing what you're happening, but not staying with. If you're feeling anxious, it's hard to be mindful of it. So going back to that feeling of groundedness and kind of going back and forth is extremely helpful. And holding it all within the space of kindness, really important. So thank you for your practice today.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.